showers elsewhere, cooler than recently with a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Here we go then. This is Dan Walker. You're listening to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for Tuesday the 3rd of June. We'll be off with Handel very soon, but first up, Wagner will take us all to the skies.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Explore remote destinations alongside onboard experts.
Classic FM.
Absolute pearlers to kick off the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for this Tuesday morning. That was Hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite number one. Martin Perlman conducting Boston Baroque. And we also had a bit of Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner. Claudio Abbado looking after the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And that is what Tuesday morning sounds like on the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Dan Walker in the chair until 10 o'clock today. Playing only the top trumps, the pieces that you told us had to go into your top 300 this year. You also told us you loved your film scores. A whopping 37 made it in this time round, and this was one of them, Apollo 13. The launch from James Horner's beautiful score to Apollo 13. That was Joel McNeely conducting the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. 206, that came in your Classic FM Hall of Fame, where the great music just keeps on coming. Here's Chopin.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Don't mind telling you, I absolutely love that one at the moment. That was Fauré's Cantique de Jean Racine from the Orchestra of Paris and the Choir of the Orchestra of Paris. And we also had, just before that, Chopin's Nocturne in C-sharp minor. Angela Hewitt performing magnificently for us as part of the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour today. Alan's going to be here in about half an hour's time from 10 o'clock. Come and join him with your coffee, your tea, your green juice, whatever you fancy today. I am slightly obsessed with green juice at the moment. I made the mistake. Someone told me to put this stuff in your body. It makes you feel good. I've accidentally signed up to an expensive subscription, which I can't now get myself out of. Meant to do wonderful things to your insides, though. So here we go. Anyway, back to your chart of charts. And it's that pesky magpie. The Overture from Rossini's The Thieving Magpie, the pesky little thing. A Philharmonic Orchestra of La Scala in Milan, Riccardo Chailly, was conducting. I mentioned the man who just missed out on top spot this year, just before we started the Classic FM Hall of Fame this morning, and it was, of course, the great Sir Carl Jenkins. He has had a stonker of a year, not only landing in the chart four times, but three of those entries reached their highest ever positions. Palladio, Adiemus, and the Armed Man.
Song.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Clinking the glasses. That's not what it sounds like, by the way. There's no champagne being drunk. It's just, that's a glass against my tea mug from earlier. That was great, wasn't it? A bit of Radetzky March for you from Johann Strauss, Gustavo Dudamel and the Vienna Phil. And before that, Sir Carl Jenkins with Sanctus. We were listening to that from The Armed Man, the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. So much love for that. Jan is in Bramall in Cheshire. She says, morning, Dan. Loving the Carl Jenkins. Just flows over me as I struggle with a killer Sudoku. And Caroline says, a little bit earlier on, she was listening to the Cantique de Jean Racine, my absolute favourite piece of music, she says. Thank you so much for playing that this morning. That is what we are here for. So that's, we're listening to from Sir Carl Jenkins, number two, wasn't it, in the Classic FM Hall of Fame today. Will it ever get to number one? I do hope so. This is Dan Walker with you until 10 o'clock today. Ali Jones is going to be here in about 15 minutes' time. Before that, shall we Brahms it? Thank you. We've had quite a bit of applause around this morning, haven't we? Maybe it's the new thing. That was the finale of Brahms's Violin Concerto in D. Frank Peter Zimmermann with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Bernard Haitink was conducting. Thank you for all your lovely messages today. That piece was rising 47 places this year. You've really been enjoying the Classic FM Hall of Fame. Chris Schofield says, thank you, Dan, for the Thieving Magpie Overture. It has really uplifted me. That is what we are here for. And the brilliant music continues throughout the day as well on Classic FM. I'll be back tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning. We've got a lovely one-piece wife for you, bringing back some fond wedding memories, plus loads more. And Ali Jones is here, just around the corner, on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Many dentists refer their own patients on to Darwood and Tanner.
My name is Dr. Mark Kent. I'm a general dental practitioner practicing in a North London suburb. Darwood and Tanner have become my preferred referral practice. I feel that Dr. Andrew Darwood can provide the highest level of implant surgery that is available, together with giving my patients the option of alternative specialist treatments.
Download your information pack today. Search Darwood and Tanner. Your smile is our healthy obsession.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16.74. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On
on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Gaza's health ministry says 27 people have been killed while waiting for aid in Rafah, with more than 90 injured. The Israeli military confirmed it fired shots early this morning at people it claims posed a threat. It follows reports just 2 days ago of 31 people being killed as they walked to an aid centre. Goa Rabour, a consultant surgeon from London, treated some of those injured.
On Sunday, the mass casualty started at 7:45 a.m. The first two I operated on, the first was a 22-year-old male, the second was a 20-year-old male. Both similar injuries, bullets that we took out from within the abdomen.
The Environment Secretary Steve Reid says he's keeping a very close eye on the situation at Thames Water. It suffered a fresh setback after a leading US investor pulled out of plans to put several billion pounds into the company. Mr. Reid says Thames Water remains stable and is still looking at a number of options.
The government's ready for any eventuality, but as things stand, Thames are a stable, ongoing company. If the circumstances happened with any company, any water company, where there was a breach and it would need to be put into special administration, that would happen.
Robots, drones and lasers are among the new tech being ordered as part of the government's defence review. Ministers say they want to give troops the kit of the future. The Chancellor has threatened to sue former Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich to seize the proceeds from his sale of the football club. £2.5 billion remains frozen in a UK bank account, but is meant to be used for humanitarian causes in Ukraine. And an orchid which became almost extinct in Victorian Britain has been found in the wild for the first time in almost 100